I invite you to close your eyes down, roll your shoulders up, back and down, and let them drop and nestle along your spine. Breathe in deeply through your nose and let it escape as a sigh through an open mouth. Let's keep breathing this way as we reconnect. I invite you to see in your mind's eye yourself. It's been a hot, long day, and the feeling of irritation is running a tad high. Keep breathing. You are edgy, heated externally and internally, and nothing seems to fit for you at the moment. Breathe. You feel beside yourself. Everything just doesn't seem to fit. Now, whilst feeling these feelings, see in front of you a little narrow pathway that pushes through greenery. You follow it, as perhaps it will help you cool off. The path wends and winds, and the vegetation on either side means that you have to push the large leaves and branches out of the way, sometimes ducking your head to go under a drooping branch, other times pushing your chest out and lifting your arms high to push through the undergrowth. The path opens into a grotto that is rich in ferns, little periwinkle flowers, and the air has a sweet, cool, moist taste to it. There is a gorgeous trickling creek bouncing down the overgrown cliff face and dropping into a pool that then sends a small stream burbling off down another mossy face. The water appears clear, clean, cool, and inviting. You plonk yourself down on the moss surrounding the pool, and as you look in, you can see the bottom quite a ways below, where there are gorgeous white, gold, and silver rocks nestled in the sand at the bottom. You kick your shoes off as even your feet feel hot and agitated, and slide your feet into the water. It feels cool and sends tingles through your toes. You scoop up a double handful of the water and splash your face, washing the sweat, the accumulated dust, and the worries of the day away, and slowly slide your hands to the back of your neck, where the water droplets run off your fingers and down the skin of your neck. Breathe. You hear a soft, gentle, tinkling laugh, faint but clear, and there, out of the corner of your eye, you see an iridescent something. Is it a butterfly? A dragonfly? What is it? It follows the slope of the creek, skims across the top of the pool, just gently catching the water in the middle, and then skims off down the babbling stream, with the laughter going with it. Where it hit the top of the pool, three large rings undulate out from the center to push little waves that lap at your feet, and in your head, you hear the words grace, empathy, and resilience. Again, the laughter comes towards you, and again the same process happens, and the words waft on the breeze. Grace, empathy, resilience. Where are they coming from? Where is the laughter coming from? You bend down and scoop up more water to splash on your face, and as you lift your head up from your cupped hands, you realize that the iridescent wings belong to a glorious fairy with a very mischievous face, and she is riding a leaf down the creek to skim across the pool and carry off down the stream with laughter, filling the air and the words filling your ears. Fairies? It can't be possible. But as you sit in the quiet and your eyes are open to the wonderment around you, you realize that the air is filled with glorious and gorgeous fairies, dancing, playing, and sharing their joy of life, magic, and miracles with you, reminding you to live with grace, empathy, and resilience. Your hands cover your face as you can't quite believe what you are seeing, but yet the words keep burbling in your head, and you can't help but keep the grin off your face. Life is good. Life is magical, and you are blessed. You just have to remember it. Breathe. Watch and celebrate with the fairies as long as you need to. And when you are ready, breathe yourself back into your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Roll your shoulders up and back. And come back to your body. Oh yes, and by the way, you have some moss stuck to your left butt cheek.